Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I will be your host, Chase Stevens. Welcome to the daily podcast. I want to say daily. You know, I'm just trying this out. I've always wanted to do a podcast, or at least talk, you know. I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel. Mainly because it's a way to express myself. It's a way to do something I've always wanted to do, you know what I mean? I've always seen those big YouTubers and, like, I've always wanted to, you know, be them. You know, especially when my first YouTuber I ever watched was Markiplier. I watched one of his gaming videos. It was very, very fun for me, you know, to see that somebody can make a living off of playing video games. I thought that was enjoyable. I always also wanted to be a cartoon voice actor, you know what I mean? Or just a voice actor in general. I really do like acting, you know? And I like, yeah, you know? So, on this podcast, I might be playing video games. So, you know, if you hear stuff in the background, that's probably it. Because, you know, I wouldn't just sit here and do nothing, you know, for all this. I'm sorry if I repeat a lot of things, like, you know, like, I say that a lot. Or if I say, a lot during this podcast session, you know. You know? But no, for real. So, yeah, just gonna get back into it, you know. God, I need to quit that. That's my own fault. Anyways, just a topic I want to start out with. It's 5 o'clock in the a.m. right now, so, you know. That's pretty... I never really went to sleep. I'm very sleep deprived. I just, you know, have trouble getting to sleep, you know. It's just really hard for me. Yeah. You know. Anyways, I like to play on the Xbox and the PlayStation. You know, I've never really had a PC before. I know that PCs are better than console. I've always been a real big fan of Nintendo. Like, to be honest, I like Nintendo way better than Xbox, Microsoft, or Sony. So, yeah, I don't know, it's just, yeah, I've always been a big Nintendo fan. My first console I ever played on was a PS2. I remember my dad got it, and he had it, you know, he just never played it, because he only had, like, a game or two. It was, like, this four-wheeler game. But as a kid, you never really knew what was happening. I definitely didn't. I had no idea what I was doing. I would just sit there and, like, be like, what do I do? Help. Help me. Yeah. That was always fun.
I like shooting games. Shooting games I really like. I don't prefer racing games. If I was to, you know, watch a racing game or play a racing game, it'd have to be really good. It'd have to be realistic. Like, you know, there are a lot of realistic racing games coming out nowadays, which I really like because I like realistic racing games, you know? I've always been a fan of it.
You know, I really like the Hitman games. The Hitman games, I'm playing Hitman right now, 2015 Hitman. It, personally, I enjoy it. I'm not a big fan of it. I enjoy the free parts of it.
because they have this spring pack that is on right now that you can get for free on Xbox. That's what I have now, an Xbox One. My dad got it, and it's not really mine, so, you know, but, you know, it's cool. I've had my 360 ever since I was six. You know, it's still alive. I still play it, and, you know, that's cool. But, yeah, Hitman 2015 isn't that bad. It's just I wish it wasn't, you know, I don't know, I just wish it wasn't so much money. Like, all the things. It has a lot of stuff in it, though. Like, to be honest, it's really good. Yeah. Like, there's little mini missions inside, and it's cool. It's a cool game. I like it. Some people say the voice acting's bad in it. I personally didn't even mind the voice acting. I thought the voice acting was pretty good. A little cheesy at times, though. You know? I don't know. I never played Hitman Blood Money. I've always wanted to play Hitman Blood Money. It looks really cool. I never got to, though. I beat Hitman 2 and Hitman Contracts. I've beat those games. Out of the both that I like Hitman Contracts a bit better. You know, just the way it's sorted out, I just like it a bit better. My favorite thing about the Hitman games were that you always... was that you could do whatever you wanted, you know what I mean? Like, for Pete's sake, you could... You could legit snipe your way through the whole mission. Like, that was really cool. Especially in older video games, you know, you didn't really have much choice. I mean, you had choice, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it was usually Mario and Sonic and... just not big roleplay games. I don't know. The games that are coming out usually just, I don't know, really boring. Not boring, but, you know, they require multiplayer and they require so much stuff. Shit. I'm usually try to make the recording sessions at least 10 minutes, you know, so I have a few stories in there, and then, you know, quit. What else has happened? Spring break, my school is on spring break right now. And it's like, spring break is cool, but it's like, I mean, I personally hate school. I hate the system, I hate everything about it. But it's kind of like, you know, it keeps us away. It keeps us away from home. It's, even though it's boring, it's kind of like, staying at home is a little bit more boring. If you have nothing to do, like, I don't have gold, I don't have the stuff that that would probably fix my boredom. But yeah, you know, so without that, I'm kind of more bored. Like, I'm sure if I had gold, I'd be able to play Fortnite and stuff like that, and I probably wouldn't be as bored, but, you know. So, I'm going to talk about Fortnite next episode, because we're about to hit the end of our 10-minute mark. Yeah, but it's just, I'm really bored in spring break, you know, it's like, yeah, not that I would, if I were to go to school or to stay home, obviously I'd stay home, but it's like, I don't know, without school, it's kind of like way more boring. Anyways, guys, that's going to have to wrap up our podcast session. Our 10-minute mark is up. Yeah, I'm going to try to make it maybe daily. I don't know. I'll try to make it daily because this is really fun. I have a lot of stories to tell. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully you listened all the way through. And I hope you have a good day. Yeah, goodbye. Later, and peace.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. It's your boy, Chase. I'm here with the guest, Gabe. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. I'm a special guest today.
Yeah. Okay. So, for today's... this is my second podcast for today. I might do it random, depending on how bored I am each day. Me and Gabe just went down to the gas station to get some games.
Cashlam, too.
Yeah. Why don't you introduce yourself, Gabe?
All right, my name is Gabriel James. I go to high school. Yeah, I'm a freshman. So, yeah, that's me.
That's him. All right.
Athletics.
Yeah. And then you got me. Why don't you tell a story about yourself, for the podcast?
Well, which stories do you want to hear?
Any story.
Any story. All right. So,
any story that you can fit in about, 5 minutes.
So, this story is actually shorter than 5 minutes. It's like a minute or two. Alright, so I was 5 years old, right? I was hungry this one night, and I was a little kid, so I didn't care. So, I had a grab box of Lucky Charms because I was hungry. So, I'm like, alright, I'm about to eat those Lucky Charms, man. And so, I just grabbed a whole entire cereal box. I started grabbing up in there. Then I poured a bunch of milk up in there. I made a big old mess on the floor. My dad came in, he's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm just looking at the floor like,
"Lucky charm."
Lucky charm.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of my charms.
That's cool. You know, we still got a while. We might make this podcast a little shorter than 10 minutes because, fuck. It's really wet outside. It's been raining all day here in Ohio. Yeah. So if you hear squeaking, it's because we're on a playground, that's like mega wet. Yeah. So, what's this girl that you've been telling me about, Gabe? What does she look like?
She's Hispanic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is she, brown hair, Give me some details.
She's skinny-ish. Brownish hair. Oh. Yeah.
Gabe was looking to ask her out, I don't know. Sorry for the wind, everyone. It's really windy, really nasty out today.
We hear that flapping in the background. That's that flat bag tied to a tree over here.
My microphone isn't that good, Gabe.
Okay, I don't care about your mic.
All right, don't yell into the mic.
Okay.
I remember one time Gabe pissed on the slide.
I did not.
I spit on it.
You peed and
I spit on it, but I did not pee on it.
Hey, that's why we always go to warehouses and take shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good story to tell. All right.
We shouldn't be talking about this. We could get in real legal trouble.
Yeah, me and Gabe, there's this warehouse. It's a paper company warehouse, right?
Royal Pop Paper Stock Co.
Yeah. It's usually, abandoned. It used to be abandoned on, Saturday. No one would be there. So we'd go in and we'd, take simple shit. Not expensive shit. We're not mega robbers.
We take food. We hungry. We them hungry kids, man. No, that's fucked up. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's messed up. You know what? Controversial. Yeah, but we'd get in there, we'd take stuff. I remember one time me and Gabe were about to sneak in there when we found a dog. It was a golden retriever.
No, it was it was bigger than...
It was golden, I know that. It looked like... I don't know. But yeah, I don't know if it saw us, but we saw it, and we ran. We were we were gone.
Went there 2 days ago with this one kid. This kid was dumb. He literally was like, "All right, let's go up in here, knowing there's people there." I throw a rock towards a truck, because I'm trying to see if they're there or not. And then nothing happens, so he starts going up on there. Mm-hmm. He sees a dog. He sees the dog that's there, right? Then he sees a guy walking. Then he just went straight up in there. And he said, "Hey, dude, fuck you." I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Then I just dipped. He caught up. But he said this guy was trying to chase after him and shit. So, yeah.
You know Bryson, right?
Bryson?
Uh-huh, the one with the curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time me and him and a couple of other dudes were down at the train tracks, and we were just walking, and there was this guy across the leaves, right? You know, in that one neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone, if you don't know what we're talking about. And I was like, hey, yo, we're smoking weed. And the guy across from there was like, don't smoke weed, it's bad for you. And we all dipped. We all ran. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah. You should saw. I remember a couple days ago also, we were leaving from that warehouse. We saw two black guys. We said hi to each other, and they said they fucked my friend's mom. They just got done fucking my friend's mom.
What?
And
when was this?
This is on Saturday. We were right up there by the train tracks, you know, the secret exit over here. Yeah. Then he yelled at them, hey, asshole, you fucking bitches. And they started turning, and they ran. They ran at him, he said. They said they started running. And so I ran straight up that way, and then his dumb ass took a way that they could easily spot him. He is stupid. He almost got caught, but he didn't.
He was back there?
Yeah.
Was he... You think he was with the paper co?
No.
Oh.
From the bottom of the cup.
I heard the train this morning. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, shut the fuck up. I swear to God. That shit was scary, though. It was like, I was like, what's happening?
It's like, no, I won't shut up.
Yeah. So, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, they're remastering MW2, but they're not coming out with campaign. Or with multiplayer.
Yes, I heard about that. My cousin told me about that.
Yeah, that's crazy, because have you ever played the MW2 multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, right?
And Rust.
A little annoying. Yeah, Rust is my favorite. I like the no-scope. You're not a big sniper. I am.
I can't snipe.
That's too. My favorite sniping game to ever, you know. But yeah, without multiplayer, that shit's gonna suck. I mean, the campaign's nice. It's one of my favorite campaigns in a Call of Duty game, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was so pissed when they killed Ghost and Roach. I was like, whoa, don't do it! And they were like, yeah, and he was like, boom.
I didn't like it. You got Fallout 3, I stopped playing Fallout 3.
I haven't played Fallout
3. I'm not going to ruin the storyline for you, so...
I think I watched someone play through the story. It's, you know, where you play and you have to redo the Earth and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
The aliens come out and shit. You haven't seen that? You missed out. There's apparently an alien ship. I don't know. I don't think it's a mod.
I haven't came up to it yet because I quit the game when I got sad at this one part that I'm not going to tell you about yet because I might ruin the campaign for you. It made me cry. I'm like, fuck this shit. Then I couldn't beat the guys because I was fucking sad. God damn it.
Yeah, the games I got from the place, I got Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which is my favorite because of the pirates. I really like that, you know, the fucking murder other people and shit. I got Fallout 3.
Game of the Year Edition.
Yeah, which I'm excited to play. What was the other one that I got?
I want to see if you remember this.
Fallout.
It wasn't Fallout.
No, I know. I'm listening. I got Fallout. Assassin's Creed. Nah, you gotta tell me.
I actually don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want
to
see
everybody,
you.
If you're into the Assassin's Creed stuff, do not play Unity. It's the worst Assassin's Creed ever. It makes Assassin's Creed really? Garbage. That's the first Assassin's Creed I played, and it's the worst one
I've
ever.
Heard of it. And I actually really want to play it, because I think it looks cool. The way you're, like, all the assassins and all that, and, like... Yeah. What was that game I got? I can't remember.
Let's go sneak up here. Second. So it's 6:29, everybody. So
yeah, we're hitting our 9-minute mark. We're gonna have to finish up in one more minute. Yeah. Actually, we're gonna have to finish in a minute early because I'm gonna have to head back to my house.
Yeah, because he has to go in at 6:30 Eastern time.
So, anyways, thank you all for tuning in. This is your host Chase with special guest Gabe. Yeah, I'll see you next time. Later, guys.